This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. While president, Richard Nixon would stroll the beach below the Western White House in San Clemente, wearing coat, tie, and wingtips, proving he wasn't much of a Californian, even if he was born here. But from the start, Richard Nixon was in tune with his times. He won election to Congress in 1946 by attacking his opponent as a communist dupe, polishing his red-baiting rep while on Joseph McCarthy's House Un-American Activities Committee. Nixon landed his U.S. Senate seat in 1950 by smearing Helen Gahagan Douglas as the Pink Lady. By the 1960s, satire started probing this dark turn in American politics. Bob Dylan's Talkin' John Birch Paranoid Blues.
Well, I finally started thinking straight when I run out of things to investigate. Couldn't imagine anything else, so now you find me at home investigating myself.
And the John Birch Society by the Chad Mitchell Trio. Both songs from 1962.
If mommy is a commie, then you gotta turn her in. Oh, we're the John Birch Society.
But who can forget the 1964 Stanley Kubrick film, Dr. Strangelove? Not me, because my dad was laughing so loud, he was near tears. The whole family got kicked out of the Senator Theater.
Well, boys, I reckon this is it. Nuclear combat toe-to-toe with the Ruskies.
Dad was quite conservative, but not humorless. Those were Nixon's wilderness years. He lost the presidency to John F. Kennedy in 1960, and then in 1962 lost the California governor's race. But Kennedy's assassination, then Barry Goldwater's defeat by Lyndon Johnson in 1964, offered the chance to grab again for power. Promising to end the war in Vietnam, Nixon swept into the White House in 1968 and 1972. Accompanied by a graceless, imperious, and vindictive political style. Under threat of impeachment due to the Watergate scandal, he resigned in disgrace in 1974. As for accomplishments, President Nixon did reestablish political ties with China, but had himself worked for 20 years to keep that red door closed. He bombed Cambodia to hurry the end of the Vietnam War, an incursion that set the Khmer Rouge on the road to murdering a million people. In 1973, Nixon did end the Vietnam War, a botched retreat, really, followed by the 1975 fall of Saigon. At home, Richard Nixon established the Environmental Protection Agency and approved the Endangered Species Act. Former Senator George McGovern, defeated by Nixon in 1972, noted that his domestic policies really weren't conservative, including support for federal nutrition programs. But Nixon was the first modern president to nearly destroy the presidency because of his core belief that when the president does it, that means it is not illegal. His executive criminality, Watergate, an endless saga of deceit, dishonesty, and denials, followed a bungled burglary of Democrats' national headquarters. As former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger said, Nixon was a strange mixture of calculation, deviousness, idealism, tenderness, tawdriness, courage, and daring, but a man who wanted to be remembered for his idealism. Less widely quoted from Kissinger, think what this man could have done if anyone had ever loved him. Until next time, when we visit Nixon's birthplace and museum, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.
Support comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, family owned, operated, and argued over since 1980. More at SierraNevada.com.